And I publicly, inwardly, and outwardly declare that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah Ta'ala, in this beginning of this class, inshallah Ta'ala, due to the time constraints, we have to make this bikhtisar, inshallah, short and concise. So I'd like to begin, inshallah Ta'ala, going back, way back, 1991. Abu Shahada, at that time, was driving his Mustang, and the song at that time was by the famous rap singer called Gangstar. And he dropped a joint called, Who's Going to Take the Weight? And in the beginning of the song, he said, his very first lyric was, I was raised as a Muslim praying to the East. At that particular time, it just blew our mind. The beat of the song, what he was saying, how he was rhyming on time, it just captivated our mind. Also back in the day, we heard of a group called the Tribe Called Quest. The Tribe Called Quest and their DJ, Muhammad Ali Shaheed. This is where I got my name from. I took my name from him. They dropped two joints. The joint they dropped was Mr. Muhammad, and the other one was, we're on an award tour with Muhammad, my man. Again, this just blew our mind. Also, a few years ago, some of you young brothers, you've heard of this singer called, the rapper called Mos Def, or Mos Def. In his videos, he has got videos and he's in movies. He dropped the joint called, My Ummi Says, Shine Your Light on the World. A few years ago when I was in Egypt at the time, the brothers of Philadelphia were telling me about a rapper. And all of these rappers that we're talking about right now are all Muslim. There was the rapper called Beanie Mac, or Beanie Siegel. He dropped the joint called Die. And in one of the last parts of the lyrics, he talks about all these different ways of getting killed, and he uses a lot of abusive language. He says, in his, one of the last verses he says, and I'd rather go out in the masjid making salat, meaning that if he's going to die, he'd rather die in the masjid making a salat. The thing of it is that the Muslim children, they're not listening to these so-called Muslim rappers. That's not who they're listening to. They're listening to 50 Cent. Everybody knows who 50 Cent is. They're listening to Lloyd Banks. They're listening to Young Buck. They're listening to Zeta Kiss and Fat Joe. They're listening to Cameron and his pink t-shirt. What we seen last year, some of the Muslims wearing pink t-shirts going around the city. And when we ask, Ya Akhi, why are you wearing a pink t-shirt? Because Cameron, the old gangster rapper, he's wearing a pink t-shirt. So I think it's cool to wear a pink t-shirt too. What a buffoon. We say to you this, brothers. For all those guys that were caught up in the Biggie and the Tupac clash, that's a bunch of nonsense. All those kuffar, all of them are in the hellfire unless they accept Islam. So with the time restraints that I have, I'm going to try and make this bikhtisar and try and give the top 10 reasons why I think hip-hop is evil, but there was more than that, but I don't have time to present it all. Number one, at-tashabba al-kuffar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man tashabba biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitates a people is like them. So we see the Muslim youth wearing cornrows in his head, wearing stupid gold in his teeth, wearing the chains of fire, hipping and hopping up and down the street, grabbing parts of his body like a bunch of buffoons and monkeys. And we think that this is cool. Well, I'll tell you, brothers, I came from that. And I left that, walhamdulillah. To me, it's not nothing. Talking, acting like a fool, trying to be rhyming on time and all that foolishness. There's nothing in that, ya ikhwan. One of the young brothers, he came to me and he said, brother, is it permissible to bebop and to hip-hop and to beatbox? I said, are you going to get a $1 million deal? He says, I don't know until I try. I said, so when you go in front of Allah and Allah says, speak, Abdullah, you're going to start hipping and hopping and bebopping and beatboxing? The brother put his head down. He said, well, brother, Allah guide me. I said, yeah, guys, Allah needs to guide you, inshallah ta'ala. From amongst the evil things is the shahwa, fueling the sexual desires. And as we know that
Allah Ta'ala, He said in the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْحَوَى فَإِنَّ جَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah said, but as for those who feared standing in front of Allah, they prevent their souls from the lower desires, and indeed they will be from amongst the people who enter into the paradise. So we say to you, Ikhwan, the beatbox, the hip and the hopping, the rhyming on time, you think that that's cool? Imagine yourself, ya Ikhwani, on the Day of Judgment, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions are drinking from the hold because they implemented the Quran and the Sunnah. And we see you dressed up like Allen Iverson with cornrows and tattoos and the bling bling. Where are you going to be, ya Ikhwan? We say to you youth, you young brothers, fear Allah Ta'ala. There's no time to be a monkey, to act like a fool, jumping and hip-hopping and bebopping. This isn't cool. This is not cool to Allah. This is not cool to me. This is not cool to your parents. The influence of this stuff is destroying the youth. Another one of the things that we see that it does is that it promotes gang violence. The East Coast against the West Coast. The Southerners against the Northerners. What is this? Jamestown against Jane and Finch. Some of the Muslims, even in Mississauga, beautiful Mississauga, has some of the most biggest Muslim gangs there, called the Arabian Nights, some Arab brothers. Trying to gunsling, selling drugs, lying, stealing, cheating, trying to be cool. We see many, many brothers in the States who came from Jahiliyyah, and now they're practicing Islam. But we see the born Muslim, he wants to be the biggest fool and be hip-hopping and bebopping. Why? The question is why? Is it cool because you see it on TV, which is haram? Because you listen to it on the radio and it is haram? Haram is never cool, ya Ikhwan. We also find that al-riya' and sam'ah, people want to do this to be heard of and to be seen. And as we all know the hadith, إِنَّمَا أَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Brothers, why do you want to be heard and seen? Some of the brothers, they told me, Akhi, there's some Muslim brothers here in the city. They went and they shot a video over in their country, and it's selling and people will think it's popular. Who wants to be popular? To be popular, why? So the women will look at you, so you'll make some money, so you'll be cool? Ya Ikhwan, Yawm al-Qiyamah is coming. You're going to be asked, were you from them strictly Sunnah brothers, or are you from them fools that were hipping and hopping into the hellfire? This is the question that we bring for you, brothers. The guns and the violence. Some of the Muslims, they have what they call a poker, and this is what they call it in Philadelphia. When we were in Egypt, some of the brothers there, because they're used to carrying a gun in Philadelphia, they bring these little knives. They say, Akhi, I got a poker. Some of the youth, they carry this to school. Guns, violence, knives, blades, switchblades. Even the little small blades, some of the brothers, they're carrying it in their tongue so they can cut somebody. This is not permissible, ya Ikhwan. We also see the Muslims wanting to be like those kuffar with the cursing and the swearing. We know a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُولْ خَيْرٍ أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, only speak good or remain silent. Just now as I was walking in here, wallahi billahi tallahi wa uqsim billah, I heard some of our Muslim youth that are listening, and I could see them with my eye, swearing. It's not cool to swear. Can't you say something good with your tongue? Subhanallah, ya akhi. Alhamdulillah, akhi. Allahu Akbar, akhi. But the Muslim, it's so easy to say the words of haram, and you do not think about it. The bragging and the boasting, and this is one of the things that rap, it promotes. We see that the people that are rapping, they're bragging about their bling bling. The 20-inch rims on their car that cost $10,000. Their gold chains, their bling bling on their finger that cost $100,000. Are you living for this world or the hereafter, ya ikhwan?
I don't care if some stinking kafir in California fixed his car, it looks so good, he's got the fully equipped kid in it, and he's got all the so-called girls that you see on there running after him. The question is, I'm asking you, is that guy in paradise? The felicities that are in the paradise, ya ikhwan, is far more than what they're promoting. And we see from the bragging, we see Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنَ تَقَى. Allah says, and do not praise yourself. He is the one who knows who is the most in taqwa. So we see these people, I'm this and I'm that, and my gang is this and my gang is that, and my boys are this and my boys are that, and we can do you damage like this and we can do damage to you like that. And we got this gun and we got that gun. And we can tear this guy up and we can tear that guy up. Is this how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I ask you, did he speak like this? No, he did not. We find that the Muslims, they want to now, they're getting into something. I seen a Muslim from a certain country recently with a stud in his tongue. Body piercing, tattooing. Listen to the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, لَعَنَ الْوَاسِلَةِ وَالْمَسْتَوْسِلَةِ أَوْ قَمَ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This hadith is in Bukhari Muslim. That the curse is on the person who does the weaving of the hair and they do the tattooing. Some of the Muslims are tattooing all kinds of stuff, gangster, this and that. On the Day of Judgment, I want to ask you, ya ikhwan, do you want to be called by the most beautiful names, the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so of goodness, or, oh, the gangster, come up here, gangster, come and roast into the hellfire. Some of the youth, they're just not understanding. And the story that we're going to tell you guys right now, which is a true story. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit one of the Muslim high schools. And this high school is very big, and it's out in the suburbs. I was coming around the hall on a Friday, just after Juma. Just after Juma, I was coming out. And around the corner, I heard some of the akhawat, some of the sisters, in hijab, in jilbab, singing one of the songs of 50 Cent, and it's extremely graphic. When they bump into me around the corner, oh, brother, brother, oh, I said, sisters, you're listening to 50 Cent? You know who 50 Cent is? I said, yes, I know who 50 Cent is. What do you think about? Oh, he's so cool. He's so sexy. He's so this. He's so, I said, why? Oh, well, he was shot with a gun 8 or 9 times and he didn't die and he's so muscular. I said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wearing hijab, wearing jilbab, going to the Islamic school and thinking like this. I said, I know what you guys are doing. And I know that the parents here, I'm going to tell you what your kids are doing. They get their CD. They put it in their CD player. The very first song you think is on there or track, the track that's on there is Khalil al-Husri, Hudayfi, Tawfiq al-Sa'iq, Shuraim, Sudais. But when you press the track 2, there's 50 Cent. The other day in the masjid, we're lining up for the salat, and 50 Cent came to the masjid. Believe it or not, 50 Cent was in the masjid when we were getting ready to make the salat. Some of you are looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm going to tell you what happened. Shaykh said, hey, stop. It's time for salat. It's time to straighten the rows. All of a sudden, we hear the phone go off, and we hear 50 Cent on the telephone. And everybody that is from the youth, they started laughing. 50 Cent. That's 50 Cent. That's the P-I-M-P ringtone. The kids know it. And when we looked, wallahi, I was shocked out of my mind. When we looked to see who it is, because they let it play 2, 3, or 4 rings, we looked and wallahi, it was a brother in his 50s. So we looked at it, we said, subhanallah. A brother in his 50s has 50 Cent in the masjid. Maybe his children downloaded it. But the thing of it is money was spent to get that downloaded on the phone. Is that money halal? Is that halal? 50 Cent in the masjid before the salat. It destroyed my khushu'. The brothers who were behind me, they were laughing all throughout the salat. So we say this to you, brothers. This stuff is destroying the kids' mind. These people on these lyrics, they lie so much. I've traveled the world, I've done this, I've killed these people, my crew is like this, I've done this, I've done that.
lying, a lot of lying in their lyrics. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith in Bukhari Muslim, he said, Ayatul Munafiq Thalatha Idha Haddatha Kadhaba, that the signs of the hypocrite is that when he speaks, he lies. When you listen to those rappers, do you believe the words that they're saying like you believe the words in the Book of Allah? This is the question I'm asking you brothers again. The question that needs to be asked, Ya Ikhwan, do you love the Book of Allah more, or do you love that rap music and that hip hop? Because the two of them, they cannot be in your heart at the same time. I want you young brothers to understand what I'm saying. Yo, Baba, back there, no talking. We got some homeboys from Detroit, and they'll throw you, bounce you up out of here, I'm telling you. So you need to be good. We say this to you, Ya Ikhwan. Are you going to listen to the Quran and the Sunnah and let this affect your heart, or this hip-hop? It will destroy you, Ya Ikhwan. Some of the kids, when they listen to this stuff, they try to internalize what's going on. And they think that they're a gangster. I'm a gangster. See, Akhi, you don't even have a pencil to poke somebody in the eye. You're a gangster? I've traveled to Chicago. I've traveled to New York. I've traveled to Philadelphia. I've traveled to Gary, Indiana. I've traveled many places. I went to Brixton, UK. And believe me, you're not a gangster, Ya Akhi. You don't have no crew, Akhi. Why are you trying to go on like you're a bad man? This is a mentality that is something wrong with the Muslim youth. So we say this to you, Ya Ikhwan, that this hip-hop music is destroying the youth. It's destroying the mentality. It's putting something in their head that no doubt your parents had no intention for you to learn when you came over here from the land of the Muslims. I myself, when I went to Egypt, I went to this very exquisite, huge mall in Egypt, and I went in there, and believe it or not, I seen a hip-hop store with the latest stuff imported from California and New York. And right in the front, they have a big picture of Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur. I went in there and I said, what's going on here? They goes, you're from America? I said, well, kind of, I'm from America. Did you hear about Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur? I said, yeah, I know who they are. Wow, man. Wow, I wish I lived in America when they were alive. I said, why? He looked at me. You're American? I said, yeah, kind of. You know, I'm from North America. He goes, you don't want to hear the songs of Tupac and Biggie? I said, hell no. No. I don't want to hear that, Kufr. I said, you're Muslim? He said, yeah, I'm Muslim. I said, okay, I'm Muslim too. I came from the West to come and learn some of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet. You want to go there? He said, yes. Yes, yes. I want to be a players. I want to be a players and a ballers. And I want to be a gangster. See, subhanAllah, I'm trying to come up in this religion and learn my religion and try and call to it, and you want to go hipping and hopping in the clubs like a buffoon? Yes, brother, it's very cool, very cool. MTV is very nice. I said, subhanAllah, you're going this way and I'm going that way. I said, brother, wallahi, I would give you my passport and everything if I could live right here. You can go back to Canada. You can go back to America. You know what he said to me? He said, I wish I could. It's my dream. It's my dream to be in America. I said, subhanAllah, everywhere that I've traveled in America, it is not the place that you want to be. Me and a brother a few years ago, we were in Toledo. And my time is running out. Friday night, 10:30 in the night, more than 60 black people that are obese are waiting to get into McDonald's so they can get their eat on. I said, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah, people waiting outside of McDonald's like it's the last food that's going on. You see crack bottles all over the street. You see shells all over the street. You see all kinds of craziness. And we glorify this and we think that this is good. Inshallah. Time constraints. When you get the time constraints, you can't say everything that you want to say. But alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. What I wanted to say and what I prepared for you guys is on a higher level. But due to time constraints, we can't say everything. So all I'm trying to say to you, brothers, is this. We have a book right here. This book, I just got my hands on it. It's called Tahrim al-Tatarrub by the Muhaddith, the Allama, Sheikh Nasruddin al-Albani. There's another book I have at home called Adham al-Malahi by Abu Bakr ibn Abi Dunya. Both these books, and there's another book I referred to in English, you can get it on the internet, called The Islamic Ruling on Music and Singing. This book destroys and it refutes a guy from the past called Ibn Hazm. And it refutes anybody who wants to listen to music, musical instruments, and I had some of that information here, but I don't have the chance to prepare for it. So we say to you, Ya Ikhwan, every time that you're listening to that music, when you're listening to that music, I just want to know one question. If Malik al-Maut, if the angel of death, if he comes to you at that time, while you're in the elevator, hip-hopping and beep-hopping, bunks in your head like a buffoon to 50 Cent, and he comes and he takes your soul from your heart. I want to know, are you guys ready for that? Is that what you want to be, the ending of your life? Bopping your head to the song of 50 Cent? Or as our brother, may Allah guide him, Beanie Mac said, I'd rather go out in the masjid making the salat. We like to say, inshallah ta'ala, we like to thank the Qa'imina, our brothers, for allowing us to say a few words concerning this. Hopefully I will get a chance, inshallah ta'ala, to give a more deeper explanation of this with all the adilla that I prepared. But we say to this, Ya Ikhwan, if you listen to this foolishness, it's going to damage your head. Look at yourself 10 years from now if Allah gives you life. Don't waste your life on this foolishness. أقول قول هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وسلم المسلمين أجمعين فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم وآخر دعوانا والحمد لله رب العالمين